The first mishnah in Kiddushin describes the three methods by which a woman can be halachically married, or Kiddushin is really betrothal, prior to Nisuin. One of them is Kesef, one of them is Shtar, one of them is Bia. I really want to thank Noam for emailing me, letting me know which sugya he was learning, and I just wanted to, bischus his learning the sugya, record this year. And when it comes to Kiddushin Kesef, the Gemara establishes a very clear analogy between marrying a woman and purchasing land. The Gemara derives the efficacy of Kiddushei Kesef from the ability of Kesef to acquire land, as evidenced in Parshas Chayisara, where money was exchanged to acquire Maris Machpela. And since the Torah uses the same verb to describe that transaction, Lakachas, Hasadakach Mimeni, and the Torah uses that verb to describe Kiddushin, Ki Kach Ish Isha, the very famous Gezerah Shabbah, Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephraim. The Gemara has a different limud for Bia. And to the degree you don't need a foreign limud, because it's obvious that Bia should be able to trigger Kiddushin, Ki Kach Ish Isha Uvoileha, some first pasuk in Parshas Kitese. But what's interesting is the Gemara's source for the ability to marry a woman through shtar, kiddushei shtar. Having already established a similarity between kiddushin and acquisitions, and that similarity has many, many halachic manifestations, it would seem to be a no-brainer that just like certain items can be acquired through a shtar, karka in particular, similarly a woman can be married or the marriage can be launched with a shtar. So having already established the similarity between kiddushei kesef and kinyanei kesef, we would expect that similarity to warrant and to verify the fact that a shtar can also be used for Kiddushin. Yet, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Hei Amud Aleph derives it from an equation between Kiddushin and Gittin. V'yatza v'hoisa, the very famous equation of Makish Havaya Litzia, since the Pasuk in Kitese writes the word when describing a woman being divorced, v'yatza mibesa v'halcha v'hoisa lishacher. In the same pasuk, there's a verb describing her divorce, v'yatza, and then another verb describing her subsequent marriage, which has now been allowed and enabled by the previous divorce, v'hoisa lishacher. Writing these two words in the same pasuk is the Torah's way of creating analogies between Kiddushin and Gittin. One of those analogies, the Gemara says, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, is that just like you can divorce a woman through a shtar, and not only can you, but you must, there is no other methodology. Similarly, you can marry a woman through a shtar, deriving Kiddushei Shtar not from the ability of a shtar to acquire financial objects or a shtar kinyan, rather deriving Kiddushei Shtar from a get. This is a classic question as to whether the source of a halacha reflects his essence. Here, there's good logic that would allow a shtar to marry a woman. We've already seen that there are parallels between monetary acquisitions and kiddushin. Those parallels should yield a validation of a shtar to marry a woman. We don't need a pasuk. But now the Torah creates a pasuk which is equating kiddushin not to shtar mechira, but to get. Is that pasuk, which allows shtar kiddushin to work, really demonstrating that a shtar kiddushin is more similar to a get? Or is a shtar kiddushin more similar to a shtar mechira in its mechanics, but we may not know fully that you can use a shtar to marry a woman? We need the Torah to wink at us and to write a pasuk that equates kiddushin and get, that just like in a general sense, you can marry a woman, you can divorce a woman with a get, similarly, but not with any degree of identity, it's not the exact same, similarly, you can marry a woman with a shtar mechira, but it's not a get. A get and a shtar mechira work very, very differently. A get is not an acquisition, it's not a maisa hefker, it's a whole independent, autonomous methodology and way of a shtar acting. So how does a shtar kiddushin work? Is a shtar kiddushin similar to get, where the delivery of a shtar changes the status of a woman? In the case of a get, it changes her from an eshes ish into a penuya. In the case of a shtar kiddushin, if indeed shtar kiddushin is similar to get, it would change her from a penuya into an eshes ish. Or is the essence of a shtar kiddushin not similar to a get, but more similar to a shtar mechira, having already seen the similarities between kiddushin and mechira. But without this equation to get, we may not have known that a shtar could be effective. So the equation to get, the viatzav ha'isa, lets us know you can use a shtar for kiddushin, but that shtar kiddushin behaves like a shtar for mechira, like a shtar for kinyan. This is a very, very famous question, debated along many fronts. Is a shtar kiddushin more similar to a get, with the assumption that a get is not a shtar kinyan or a shtar mechira? It's some other way of a shtar working, of designating her status as being different after the delivery of a piece of paper. Is that what shtar kiddushin is doing? Or is shtar kiddushin acting more similar to a shtar kinyan, where it enables the transfer of an item through monetary or the monetary associations of an item? The best way to prove this would be to look for discrepancies between shtar kiddushin and get, and likewise discrepancies between shtar kiddushin and shtar kinyan. If we find too many discrepancies between shtar kiddushin and shtar kinyan, we'd have to assume that a shtar kiddushin is not like a shtar kinyan, but more like a get. Similarly, if we find too many discrepancies between a shtar kiddushin and a get, we'd have to assume that a shtar kiddushin resembles more of a shtar kinyan and less of a get. So that's what's discussed, and there are many, many nafkaminos. Probably the most famous one is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos makes an interesting claim that all shtaros are derabanan. He feels that being able to take testimony and encase it in text is a violation of the Torah's law, quoted by the Gemara, Mipim v'lo mipi k'savam. The Gemara in Gittin says that you can't give testimony through text. If you can't give testimony through text, then all shtaros should be invalid. Most Rishonim discriminate between textual testimony and a shtar. The Rambam, at least according to the simple reading, did not. And he felt that all shtaros are only rabbinic, or only midrabanim. In a Torah, a shtar doesn't exist, because it's written testimony, which is disqualified. The very famous question of the Ramban against the Rambam, which interestingly enough is found in the Ramban's introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos, Shoresh Beis, is once you feel that all shtaros are only Drabanan, and the Drabanan validated a shtar, that makes sense for transferring land, where Minatar, you can transfer it through a shtar, but the Drabanan can allow its transfer through Hefker, Best, and Hefker, the Drabanan have monetary control, and allow shtar to be effective. But how would you explain the efficacy of a shtar, of the efficacy of a get, and the efficacy of a shtar kiddushin? These are contracts and shtaros which work at a deraisa level. If you're going to say that the deraisa doesn't recognize any shtaros, how do you marry a woman through a shtar kiddushin? How do you divorce a woman through a get? So this is the Ramban's question, and it leads him to reject the Rambam. The Ramban believes that shtaros do exist minatara. But how do we solve the Rambam? So Reb Chaim is one way to solve the Rambam. But a different way to solve the Rambam is to differentiate between shtaros, trying to sell a land, trying to sell an Eved Kanani through a shtar. They don't work minatara. They only work midrabanan, but that's fine because it's monetary, and monetary transactions can work at a derabanan level. As opposed to a shtar kiddushin and a get together, they are not the classic shtar mechira. They're a very different mechanism of a shtar. They're not really testimony. They're just delivering a paper to change the status of a woman. And that's why the Torah allows the divorce of a woman and the marriage of a woman through a shtar, because it's not really similar to shtar mechira. Shtar mechira doesn't exist at a deraisa level because it's recorded testimony, or testimony recorded as text, and that's invalid. Whereas a shtar kiddushin and a get are dissimilar from a shtar mechira, and they're something autonomous, and therefore it works minatara. By differentiating between a get and a shtar kiddushin, which work minatara, and a shtar mechira, shtar kinyan, which doesn't work minatara, it only works midrabanan according to the Rambam, you are implicitly associating a shtar kiddushin with a get, not with a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan does not work minatara. A get and shtar kiddushin obviously work minatara. So at least within the context of the Rambam's position, if this is the solution to the Rambam, and it may not be, but if this is the solution to the Rambam, as some have suggested, it would clearly align a shtar kiddushin with a get, not with a shtar kinyan. Another example may be a very interesting comment on the Rif. There's a sefer on the Rif called Rashi al Rif. It wasn't really written by Rashi, but it was a parish to the Rif. And since it's very short and concise, it was labeled as Rashi. As we've said so often, Rashi is not just a particular commentary. It becomes a genre, any parish to a text, which is short. Sometimes it's called Rashi. So in the Rashi to the Rif, in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, Rashi says that when you deliver a Shtar Kiddushin to marry a woman, you also have to say Harayat Mekudeshes. That verbal declaration is never found by a Shtar Kinyan. When you buy a land, you just deliver and deposit the contract into the hand of the Lokeach, and he owns the land. The Mocher just delivers the Shtar. The fact that a Shtar Kiddushin requires an Amira may, depending on how we understand Amira, but may also section it away or sever it from Shtar Kinyan, suggests that its mechanism is very different than a Shtar Mechira, thereby aligning it with a get. So if we find discrepancies between a get and a Shtar Kinyan, that would suggest that, between a Shtar Kiddushin and a Shtar Kinyan, that would suggest that a Shtar Kiddushin does not operate as a Shtar Kinyan, and it's more similar to a get, as the symbol Pusik suggests that the source of a Shtar Kinyan is the equation between Havaya and Yitzia, Kiddushin and Get. Alternatively, there are many differences that can be found, possibly, between a Get and a Shtar Kiddushin. And if those differences are too sharp, and there are too many differences between a Get and a Shtar Kiddushin, that would draw Shtar Kiddushin away from Get, implying that a Shtar Kiddushin works more similar to a Shtar Kinyan. And the fact that the source is the equation between Havaya and Yitzia is just the Torah's way of winking and nodding at us, that you can also use a Shtar for a Kiddushin the same way you can use it for Get, even though the way a Shtar works for Kiddushin is very different from the way a Shtar works for Gerushin. So, for example, there's a very interesting Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Gittin Pevav, it's quoted by the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed, that a Get doesn't need Edim, at least Daraisa. You can write a Get in the handwriting of the Baal. The Baal writes Ksav Yado. Instead of using a sofer to write the get, he writes it in his own penmanship. You don't need Edim, at least Minatara. So you can write a get without Edim under certain circumstances. Would you also be allowed to write a Shtar Kiddushin in the penmanship of the Baal without affixing Edim, at least at a Deraisa level? This is a question which the Nimuka Yosef raises in Yevamos. If you rule that a get does not need Edim min HaTorah under certain circumstances, but a Shtar Kiddushin does, you're effectively cleaving Shtar Kiddushin away from get, thereby aligning it more firmly with a Shtar Kinyan. A similar issue. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chaf, implies that you can write a get on material from which you can't derive benefit, on a Siriya Hana'ah. And Yishalmi talks about this as well. You can write a get on Isuri Hana, because get is Yishalmi Kiddushin, the first parak. Get is a very different mechanism. You can't write a Shtar Kinyan on Isuri Hana. Let's say you take, you take paper that comes from trees that were Kilayim, Kilay HaKerem, and you take it from grapevines that you've pulverized and turned into paper. Or you write it on a leaf of a tree that's Asur Bahana. So that would not be a Shtar Kinyan, it would be Pasul. But it is a good get, based on the differences between the way a get works and a Shtar Kinyan. What about Shtar Kiddushin? Is Shtar Kiddushin more similar to get and can be written on material which is Asur Bahana? Or is Shtar Kiddushin more similar to Shtar Kinyan and can't be written on material which is Asur Bahana? This is indeed a Suffolk in that Yushalmi. And it could very well be that the Suffolk is whether to compare Shtar Kiddushin to Shtar Kinyan, thereby invalidating writing a Shtar Kiddushin on materials which are Asur Bahana, or to compare Shtar Kiddushin to a get, which would then validate writing it on Isuri Hana. So these are the discussions that take place, secondary discussions which reflect a larger question, nafgaminos to the larger question. Is a Shtar Kiddushin more similar to a Shtar Kinyan? Or is a Shtar Kiddushin more similar to a get? The simple reading of the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Hei is that the source of a Shtar Kiddushin is the equation to get. Is that establishing a parity, a structural parity? Or is a shtar kiddushin more similar to a shtar kinyan? After all, if you can acquire mekadesh a woman through kesef, you should be able to be mekadesh through a shtar in the same way. But just to convince us and to confirm that, the Torah winks at us by writing the word kiddushin, havaya, in the same pasuk as get yitziyah. Having established all these conversations, and many, many mefarshim talk about these issues, we can then look back at certain conversations in the Gemara itself and say, well, maybe these are the issues the Gemara was wrestling with. This type of hermeneutic reading, when after you see certain issues coming out very clearly in Achronim and Rishonim, you then look back at the Gemaras and say, wait a second, that could be what the Gemara was probing. So, for example, Rish Lakish in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daftes has the following question. Do you need to write a Shtar Kiddushin Lishma? Most contracts can be prefabbed. Namely, you can just write the contract generically and then fill in the blanks. Or you can even, if you wanted to, let's say you lived in a town and you really wanted to make a lot of money and you were a scribe, you could write a potential contract for every possible transaction between any two people in town. And then if it just so happens that it pops, namely, you're writing a contract just in case Reuven will want to sell Shimon his land. And then, lo and behold, a Reuven and a Shimon from town want to use your contract. That contract would be kosher. You don't have to write it specifically for Reuven who lives on this block and Shimon who lives on that block. You could write it for any Reuven and Shimon in the hopes that a Reuven and a Shimon will have use for your contract. A get can't be written that way. A get can't be written for the potential that Reuven will want to divorce Leah, and lo and behold, Reuven shows up interested in divorcing his wife Leah. You have to write the contract specifically, having been requested by Reuven, interested in divorcing his wife Leah. Even if Reuven has two wives who are Leah, you can't just write it. Let's say Reuven lets you know he wants to divorce one of his wives. You can't write a get in the hope that you'll make money. He has to, and preempting other sofrim, he has to say, I want to divorce this Leah. And then you have to write the get in response to his solicitation, in response to his request. So a get has to be written lishma, the kasav la, the Gemara darshins in Gittin, as opposed to a shtar kinyan. Reish Lakish wanted to know in Daf Tesim and Aleph and Kiddushin, what about a shtar kiddushin? Does it have to be written by the sofer in response to the Baal lodging interest to marry a particular woman, and the shtar should be written for this Baal and for that woman? Or can a shtar kiddushin be written generically like a shtar kinyan? That question seems to bristle with our question. Is a shtar kiddushin similar to a get? Or is a shtar kiddushin similar to a shtar kinyan? If it's similar to a get, it may have to be written lishma in the same way that a get is written lishma. If shtar kiddushin is more similar in its mechanism to a shtar kinyan, then obviously it doesn't have to be written lishma. So having seen the second level, these clear questions of the parity or disparity between shtar kiddushin and get, and between shtar kiddushin and shtar mechira, we're now equipped to better understand Reish Lakish's question. Now, interestingly, Reish Lakish does answer and says that a shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma based on the equation of havaya liyatsiya. Does that mean that in the end, at least Reish Lakish believed that a shtar kiddushin is like a get? Or does he feel that at least its mechanism may be similar to a shtar mechira, and hence, you can't write it on a siri hana, and possibly you may need edim, because it's not like a get, it's like a shtar mechira. So maybe Reish Lakish believes that in the end, shtar kiddushin is like a shtar mechira, but since the Torah creates this textual equation, at least for certain reasons, it has to be written in the same way a get is written, lishma. You can distinguish between the way a get is, a shtar kiddushin is manufactured, and its actual way that it works. So it's not so clear from Reish Lakish's conclusion, it may just be a unique application of lishma. Another interesting question stems from a machlokas, the continuation of the Gemara Dev Tesim and Aleph has a machlokas, whether the woman has to authorize writing of a shtar kiddushin. The woman in kiddushin is the makna. She is transferring herself to the Baal. Does a shtar kiddushin have to be written with her approval? So this is the Gemara's question on Dev Tesim and Beis, and it's actually a machlokas. Rava and Ravina say it works. Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia say it doesn't work. And the Gemara more or less, is willing to validate writing a Shtar Kiddushin without asking the woman's approval by making a strict association between Shtar Kiddushin and Get. When a man writes a Get, he doesn't need his wife's approval. If Shtar Kiddushin operates exactly as a Get operates, then you would not need the approval of a woman to write a Shtar Kiddushin. So, the fact that a Shtar Kiddushin can be written without the authorization of a woman, the Shita of Rav and Ravina, may suggest a very, very direct association between a Shtar Kiddushin and a Get. Now, the opposite position, Rav Papa and Rav Sharavia, why a Shtar Kiddushin would require authorization of a woman, it could be because, in part, a Shtar Kiddushin is more associated with, excuse me, not the position that you don't require her authorization, the position that you do require her authorization, Rav Papa and Rav Sharavia, why would you need a woman's approval to write a Shtar Kiddushin if you don't need a woman's approval to write a Get? One reason you may need the woman's approval to write a Shtar Kiddushin is the similarities between a Shtar Kiddushin and a Shtar Mechira. When a person writes a Shtar Mechira, it's normally the seller who writes it. It's his authorization. I write a Shtar and I give it to the purchaser and I thereby transfer the land. If we equate a Shtar Kiddushin to a Shtar Mechira, then just like by a Shtar Mechira, the seller has to authorize the crafting of the Shtar. Similarly, in Kiddushin, who's the seller? The woman is the seller. She may have to at least be in on the authorization of the Shtar. So this machlokus, it's not that simple, because the Gemara gets involved in a more closer scrutiny of the Get Kiddushin equation, but certainly this question, logically, as to whether the seller, the woman in a Shtar Kiddushin, has to authorize the manufacture of a Shtar, would also lay along this seam as to whether a Shtar Kiddushin is just like a Get. If it's just like a Get, then the woman may not have to authorize it. Or a Shtar Kiddushin has certain Shtar Kinyan elements to it, in which case the seller has to authorize it. Having seen these two questions as to the similarity between a Shtar Kiddushin and a Get at the level of the Tanoim, Rish Lakish, Ravina, Rava, Rav Papa, Rav Sharavia, namely, do you need Lashma for a Shtar Kiddushin the same way you need Lashma for a Shtar, for a Get, for a Shtar Gerushin? Second of all, does the woman have to authorize the writing of a Shtar Kiddushin? She doesn't have to authorize the writing, the manufacture of a Shtar Gerushin of a Get. There's another interesting question which crops up in the Gemara Daftes. It's a very long conversation, and I won't get into the details, but it's certainly, having seen all these issues, it certainly is related and can be influenced by the logic as to whether Shtar Kiddushin is more like a Get or a Shtar Kinyan. The Gemara articulates the language of a Shtar Kiddushin, and the language of a Shtar Kiddushin is in the voice of the Baal. The Baal says, Harayat Mekudeshesli. If he's marrying the daughter of someone, he writes Bitcha Mekudeshesli. But the text of a Shtar Kiddushin is written in the language of the acquirer, the purchaser, the Baal. That's very different from a Shtar Mechira. A Shtar Mechira is written in the language of the seller. My field is sold to you, my evit is sold to you. And the Gemara debates why there's a difference between the language of a Shtar Kiddushin and the language of a Shtar Mechira. The Gemara has two answers. One answer is it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not really clear what that is. Tosfos says it's not really halacha l'moshe misinai, but a minhag. Others say that it's based on the certain way the Torah, not really the Torah, but Yirmiyah describes a Shtar Mechira, and that description may not apply to a Shtar Kiddushin. Again, does the fact that there's an offset between the language of a Shtar Kiddushin and the language of a Shtar Mechira indicate that a Shtar Kiddushin is more similar to a Get? Or do we feel that a Shtar Kiddushin is essentially similar to a Shtar Kinyan, but based on certain halacha l'moshe misinais or certain textual indications, the languages are a little different, but that difference in syntax doesn't reflect a fundamental difference in function? So this is a classic setup where you have the ability to marry a woman through a shtar, and you want to know whether that shtar is more similar to shtar model A, Get, or shtar model B, shtar Kinyan. You've got a whole network of shtaros in the halachic system. You're pinpointing one shtar, shtar Kiddushin. Is it similar to the Get world, Or is it similar to the Starkingian world with the assumption, of course, which is a basic assumption when you learn Maseches Gittin, that a get does not really function as a classic Starkingian. And you've got a lot of conversations that clearly demonstrate this, that clearly stress the differences between Shtar Kiddushin and Kinyan. For example, the fact that the Rambam feels there is no such thing as Shtar Kinyan Minatara, but there clearly is a get and a Shtar Kiddushin Minatara, such as the fact that Rashi El Ariftim hands a verbal declaration with a Shtar Kiddushin, and there's never a need for a verbal declaration with a Shtar Kinyan. On the other hand, you've got clear definitions and differences between Shtar Kiddushin and get. The fact that a get can be written on Isir Hanah. It's not clear that a Shtar Kiddushin can be written on Isir Hanah. A get doesn't need Eidim in a Torah. Shtar Kiddushin may need Eidim in a Torah. So these differences help us gauge where to place Shtar Kiddushin on that spectrum. Is it closer to Shtar Mechira? Is it closer to get? Having seen this, you then can then look back at conversations in the Gemara, which by definition are always more vague and more abstract, and try to attach logic to those positions. So Rish Lakish's question, do you need to write a Shtar Kiddushin Lishma in the same way you need to write a Get Lishma? The machlokas between Rav and Ravina versus Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, do you need the woman, the seller's authorization to write a Shtar Kiddushin? If it's very, very similar to Get, you would not. If it's a little bit more similar to Shtar Mechira, you would. And then finally, the question of the Gemara of syntax, the discrepancy between the syntax of Ishtar Mechira and the syntax of Ishtar Kiddushin, does that demonstrate that Ishtar Kiddushin is very dissimilar to Ishtar Mechira in function, or is that just a peripheral issue where the syntax is different based on secondary factors?